Liam, it's a while since we've seen you, so you're back in the ring on this bill. Tell us about who you're fighting then.
Fighting Wayne Reed. He's a strong, come forward southpaw. Think he'll give me a good fight, and that's what I want, to prove I can move forward.
Because we've known you for quite a while now. You're what, 23?
Yeah.
So it's probably 4 years, 5 years since you came in here.
Yeah.
You had a lot of success to start with. Where would you say you are then in your development?
I'd say I'm about a year and a half behind what I should be. Just stupid stuff. Thought grass were greener from leaving Chris. Stupid mistake. Now I'm back and think positive with everything.
And tell us about that, because that was sort of an interesting period. I know Chris and Dennis spoke about that with us, but put your stamp on why you decided to leave, why you thought maybe the grass was greener on the other side.
Just people in my head saying, oh, go to this gym, go to that gym. They know what they're doing. But when you're a kid and you're being learned, it's hard to adjust yourself. It's what you know from being 8 years old. I've been with Chris and...
And what does this stable with Chris then do for you that you weren't doing before, you weren't doing in the kind of the interim period that perhaps you should have been?
Yeah, Chris and Steve have joined up, so doing Steve's stuff, his strength stuff, and like doing with Chris what we used to do back in the day, everything, and I'm feeling a lot better this time. Last fight, I wouldn't have been able to do 10 rounds on pads. I were knackered, I were weight drained. I was nearly a stone overweight.
Really?
Before weighing. Night of the weighing, I was nearly a stone. I think I was 6 hours in Bath to get that weight off, and it killed me.
It's the kind of thing that you guys all have to go through. I mean, it's to our listeners, it's a completely different world with the types of the type of training you have to go through.
Yeah, because when I fight and I don't perform, people thinking, oh, he's going downhill, this, that, and other. There's obviously, I'm 23 year old, it's not like I've been in hard fights and I'm worn out. There's obviously you've got to put something to it, and it's obviously the weight. It's had to be that.
Because there must be a little bit of pressure on your shoulders in that respect because of the start to your career that you made. Because it wasn't just the boxing, was it? You were off in Italy doing the modelling type of thing, and that courted extra publicity, which put more attention on your boxing as well.
Yeah, everyone were raving about me, saying, oh, he'll be British champion, this kid, in a couple of years, this, that, and other. But I just don't. I need to get back, and people talking about me, and I could have boxed a journeyman this fight and looked good, but it's false. I asked for Wayne Reed and a title fight, and this is it. 10 for me.
It is, isn't it? What is it? The IBO Youth Super Middleweight title. So that is, you will get a mark of respect. That is a big step forward should you win this one.
Yeah, definitely.
So your style and his style then, what type of fight do you think it will be?
I think he'll try to come forward and swarm me, but I think he'll be surprised how strong I am at super middleweight, and on paper he's made for my style, and if I perform this fight, it'll be a good masterclass.
Should be a terrific evening. Chris, let's bring you in here. Having watched Liam's development closely over the years, because I think I did his first interview when he came in on the radio all those years ago, how would you sum up where he is right now then?
Well, he's one fight away from being back in mix. He's moved up a weight, which, you know, weight has been an issue in all his losses, you know. When he boxed, when he lost against Eric O'Chang, I saw him sneak on scales, and he were 11-10 night before weighing, and he had to be 11-2 on the, and he still made 11-2. But taking that out on him, you know, that showed in his performance. He lost with 2 points. Then he moved on to Clinton's, and he had a weight issue against Jez Wilson, where he had to run off so much weight. I mean, that's just what I hear. I weren't there at that fight. Well, I were at the fight, but not at weighing. And then in his last fight with Rod Smith, you know, it seems that weight were an issue again. And so when he did come back to us, he were, you know, quite heavy. And so there were no way we were going to try and take him to a middleweight fight. And I think Dennis has done brilliant, you know, taking him back and, you know, getting him an IBO title straight away. I know it's a youth title, but it's still really prestigious, you know, title to go for. So, and if he does perform, then he's back in and everybody will be. In fact, we've just had an offer for an IBF Intercontinental in South Africa.
Wow.
But it's on the 7th of June and Dennis's other show is on the 7th of June.
Right.
But Dennis has got other plans for him, so.
What are those plans then? Win first, but then what? What could this lead on to in the next step then for you, Liam?
I think I've been looking at super middleweight rankings, and to be honest, after them top five, it's wide open. You've got like Wayne Reed, I think he's number 15 in that box rec, or 16 or something like that. And there's other people who've lost loads of fights and they're still ranked high, so I should be above them when I win this fight.
Can we just go back to the, as Chris phrased, I suppose, the weight issue?
Yeah.
If it was for a lot of other people in normal walks of life, I suppose, this would be about maybe eating incorrectly. For people like you, it's about management, isn't it? And making sure you're the right weight at the right time. It's not a case of, like it would be with me, you know, a couple of months on the beer before the fight. So it's about management, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like I'm fat if people are listening thinking, oh, he's coming in fat. I'm coming in ripped, but heavy as always. Like, just won't budge after a certain amount of time, you know, no matter what I do, and the bath is the option for me to get down to middleweight.
Steve, he's obviously gone away, he's come back. What would you say he's done? What has been your role here, your influence upon Liam to get him ready for this fight this time around?
Well, Liam started with me when he was about 10 or 11, and he went to Chris's. We always knew he'd go to Chris's, we and being relatives. And then I've watched his career. He's done well in ABAs and what have you. Then he turned pro with Chris. He did well. Then he got that loss. But Liam's easily led, or he were at the time. So people's whispering in your ears all the time when you're boxing, trying to offer you stuff, trying to poach your boxer. And he listened to the wrong kid and off he went. And then from that one, he went to somewhere else. Everybody knows where they went. But it seems to have matured a bit. Since we've had him, 6 months? And he's matured a lot.
I'll
say he's a pleasure to train. He gets up every day, every morning, does his runs, comes in at night, does his train, gym work. What more can you want? And he's lost the weight the right way. There's no boiling down, dehydration, I don't like that.
It's this part of the process that if it was a different walk of life, we'd be saying, well, he was what? 20 then, you know, who acts sensibly or in the right way all the time when they're 20, but by the time you're 23, 24, that's when you start to knuckle down a bit, isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, I wish I'd have been like that at his age. I were ain't Nick at his age, doing time, so that's where I were. But as I say, he's matured a lot. It's a pleasure to train. He's a good grafter. And I'd say he's a very strong kid. He's a big man. To box at super middle, but I think we're saying he'd be better off at middleweight, 11 and a half. But he needs a lot of work to get the weight off properly.
And that only comes in time?
Yeah, there's no rush in it because it'll sap him. And I think that's what happened in his last bout. He was sapped. And he didn't know it was here on the night.
Jamie, let's start with you, shall we? Tell us about your opponent this weekend.
My opponent, Ibra Riaz, I don't really know much about him, to be honest. I know he's had quite a few fights, hasn't he? He's a tough kid. He's only been stopped a few times as well, so should be a tough fight.
Big chance for you, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in terms of your own style, then, how do you get the better of this one, then, in this particular opponent?
I'm just going to have to be busy this time, because obviously last time, a bad performance from me, so... I had a lot of time out at gym, so I'm just gonna be busy in this fight. I'm fit enough now, so.
Was that the problem before then?
Yeah, I had 8 months out at gym, and then did a 6 week training camp and fought, but I weren't fit. I had a lot of weight to lose, so This time I ain't been out of gym since that.
Was there a particular reason for that? Can you explain
I had twin daughters.
Well, that's a fairly substantial reason to have that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it must be so difficult to combine that. I mean, not just one child, but two as well.
Two,
It
is hard work.
The dedication that you lot have to go through physically to make sure you're in shape.
Yeah, it is.
So things have settled down then now, have they?
Yeah, they have. Since that last fight, I haven't missed gym once, so I'm back. I'll be back stronger this time.
And kind of looking forward to getting things back on track then. Win this one, where does that take you?
I was speaking to Dennis a couple of weeks ago, and if I win this one and I perform good, his next show in June, I think he's got me an English title shot. So
wow.
A shot at English titles next for me.
So that could be very big for you then.
Yeah.
Because it's been interesting, hasn't it? I mean, if you're having to take time off, because parenthood is obviously a massive thing, now that life is settled, do you feel that the next 12 months could really start to move forward for you here?
Yeah. Well, and I've learned from that. I know it were hard for me to get in gym, but I still should have been ticking over just for them couple of months that I had, but now I'm not going to miss gym. I'll be in gym now, because I'll be in gym next week straight away.
Because it must be so hard to play catch-up when you're all having to train all the time, and then quite specifically in your three-month countdown to fights, to keep that going at times.
Yeah, it is.
Particularly when, you know, you've got so many other things to think about.
Yeah.
When, work and
when I've got
parenting.
Yeah, working, and then I'm not in the house all day, so it would...
But you're popular.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't... It's not that I didn't want to be in gym, it's just that I'd rather be... I wanted to be at home, you know, with babies, and then... But now I'm only working part-time now, so...
Right. Do you have to do anything... I mean, I suppose it must be a nightmare to plan. Are you doing anything differently now with the training... Because you've still got, you know, parental issues to deal with. You've still got to look after the kids as well, or at least help look after the children as well. Mm. Has that affected things this time around, or you just have to be brutal? Look, I'll be training at this time.
Yeah, that's
whatever
what it is,
else
now.
happens.
Yeah, that's what... Training's come first now. So.
Right. Hassan, let's bring you in here. Just roll in towards that mic, shall we? It's the first time, via us at least, you've been introduced to South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire. Tell us about yourself. What's your weight? What are you gunning for this weekend?
Well, I'm boxing at super flyweight, and I'm kind of an interesting fighter. You know, I'm flashy. I got, you know, like Nas style, but it's not similar as Nas, but it's like Nas style, isn't it? And,
Is Naz someone you looked up to then, and because of that, you've taken elements of his personality into what you do, into your game?
Naz is a person... Well, Naz, I met Naz in a mosque that's close to my house, and seeing him as a little kid, you know, he inspired me to, you know, box. And after seeing him box and beating Kevin Keller and... seeing all his videos and all this and that, I like boxing. So I tried it. First gym I went to was Chris's gym. I was 14 years old when I first... 13, 14 years old. When I first started. And 6 months after that, I had my first amateur fight. Went for that and I won.
Is that quick? Is that quick progression?
Yeah.
Hassan developed into quite a decent amateur, really. You know, for the amount of fights he had.
And was it, as a sport, always boxing for you? As your chosen sport that you wanted to get into, regardless of where it ultimately takes you, you know, is boxing your top sport, as it were?
Yeah, it's more comfortable. I tried football, never liked it, but boxing, I just feel more, like, it feels like a little home, like a little nice hobby for me.
Tell us about your opponent this weekend then. If this has been sorted out for a while, you perhaps have an advantage that Jamie doesn't have, in the fact that maybe you've been able to work him out a little.
Tell you the truth, I ain't been working him out. His name's Francis Crowes, that's all I know. And I know he's boxed Haroon Khan, Amir Khan's younger brother. That's another person that I would love to fight, Haroon Khan, and step it up with him. Because on Twitter and all this and that, you can hear, you know, people saying, oh, he's a good boxer, this and that. I'm just trying to show, you know, Sheffield fans that I'm the next super flyweight. But hopefully after this fight, I'll get down to flyweight and hopefully go for a title.
Because the English title would be the next thing for you then, wouldn't it, should you win this weekend?
Yeah, hopefully, this time around. Hopefully, I think who's got the English title, that Lee Norman or Lewis Norman.
Lewis Norman.
Lewis Norman.
So is that the next fight then, or in the next, 6 months?
Yeah, hopefully.
In terms of being on here at the Octagon and the size of fights you've had, is this the biggest fight of your short career to date?
I would say it is, because this fight, where I'm boxing at this week, I've never felt so strong for this fight. Mm. Like, Steve's given me a diet that I've never been on before. Like, before, like, Liam, I have sometimes, like, my last fight, I have drained myself out, to get to the weight and stuff. But this fight, Steve got me a nice diet, stuck to it, drinking 3-4 litres a day of water. I'm weighing bang on weight today, so hopefully on the fight I'll still be on that weight.
So how different then is that to how you were training before then?
Before,
for kind of the layman's view, because people listening to this will not have any of the types of experiences that you lads have had with the training that you do.
Before, with Chris and Steve, my last fight, they gave me a diet, but I never stuck to it. They gave me, they said, oh, eat this, eat that. But I did eat a bit of it, but it was like bigger portions. When you're in a diet, you have to have small portions. Mm. You have to do the same time and everything. So that's what I kept to, and I feel great. Can't wait.
Is this part then, I wonder, of the maturing process? I mean, Chris described you then as a natural. There are lots of natural talents, I suppose, but every now and again, or there is some point in any fighter's career, whether it's in the first few years or at some point down the track, where it really has to be all about hard work and being completely, totally disciplined about it.
Yeah, I think dieting bit is the hardest bit. It's the hardest bit because you get intimidated, when people are eating like chocolates and this and that in front of you, you think, oh, I want one of them. But it's hard, but you get used to it after a week.
And you know what, for everyone who is eating the chocolates, they'll turn around in a bit and go, oh, wish I could do what those guys are doing up there, I suppose. It's a different the other way around. So you're set for a big time too over the course of the next few months. Do you get into Dennis's ear much about what's next and what he's got planned for you?
Yeah, well, Chris speaks to him mostly, and Chris comes and tells me, oh, we've got this, and I've been talking to Dennis about this. But hopefully, we're going for an English title, hopefully, after this fight,